Hi, this is Dr. Noel Lloyd, and I've helped thousands of chiropractors replicate their success and their associates in the Win-Win Associate System. Now you can get the help that you need, the freedom that you desire, and the extra income you deserve with great chiropractic associates who are a treat to work with. If you want some great practice ideas, listen to this episode. And if you want to move even faster, go to knowlsbook.com. Hi, this is Dr. Noel Lloyd for Five Star Management. Do you know what the three pillars of success are? Now, every client that I've ever coached, the doctors that have added 50, 100, 200, 500, 1,000 patient visits a week, and maybe multiple associates in multiple offices, understand and use the three pillars of success. Every doctor I've ever met that has been stuck, struggling, stymied, or sidelined has a pillar problem. And in this short video, I'm going to take you through the three pillars of success and tell you what you can do to make those pillars stronger. So here's the setup. Every single doctor who's stuck, struggling, sidelined, or stymied in their practice growth has a pillar problem. Now the pillars connect and they intersect. And pillar number three addresses the problem of what I call the silent practice assassin. I'm going to take you through these one at a time, and in the next segment, pillar number one. So this is pillar number one, and this is the number one reason that people get in touch with me at Five Star Management and the New Patient Academy. And when this goes wrong, nothing's any fun. And if this goes right, every single problem you face is going to be fun. And I'll explain what I mean by that in just a second. And of course, it has to do with new patients. If you get new patients wrong, you're always going to struggle. I've met doctors two, three, four decades into practice who wish that they had focused on new patients because their practice has been a struggle. But if you get new patients right, everything's fun. All the problems you have are fun. Where are we going to put everybody? What are we going to do with all the new patients? Where are we going to get our next associate? So new patients is the first pillar. And there are three things that you need to understand there. Number one, you need what we call a six-pack. Now, a six-pack is three external programs and three internal programs, all running simultaneously. You might have a great external program, that's super, but you need to have an internal program running competition with your external. So, six programs running simultaneously, new patients. Number two, get a COA. A COA is a community outreach assistant. And I think it's the most logical hire in all of chiropractic. If I were going to do another clinic today, the first person I would hire would be a chiropractor. The second person before front desk CA would be a COA to help me go out into the community and bring back new patients. And I'll give you a picture of what a COA can do for you. I'm working with a client. He's telling me laughingly on the phone, when he walked up to his front desk the day before taking a patient up to make an appointment that he had been working with, there was his COA, and she waved at him a stack of new patient appointments that she had just gathered at an event that he had forgotten that she was even going to attend. So a COA goes out into the community while you're in your practice handling patients, and they make new patient appointments and they bring them back. Now, number three, I'm putting L2L. L2L means learn to love it. Learn to love your marketing. Don't treat your marketing like that distasteful, terrible thing that you have to do. And because as soon as you get enough new patients, you'll drop your marketing and your marketing will go into some type of disrepair. So number one pillar, new patients, build your six pack, work with your COA, and learn to love the process. Now, the way that you do that is hang out with a bunch of people who are headed in the same direction. Study that. Get systems that you can put in place. Become a student. And when you love your marketing, you can produce tons of new patients. Now, in the second pillar, we're going to talk to you about what to do next. Okay, now let me talk to you about pillar number two. We've gotten our marketing taken care of. We've got people coming in. We want to stay in what I call a patient-valued relationship. And so that second pillar has to do with retention, R-E-T. You want to stay in a patient-valued relationship. Now, patients that don't stay with chiropractic long enough never get the best that chiropractic has to give. So we want to work on retention. And if we take new patients, times retention, what we're going to have is practice volume. And if you want a large practice, the people who come in to see you need to stay for the best that chiropractic has to give. So what are the three things that you need to consider with the retention pillar? Number one is philosophy. And your philosophy drives your retention. If you think that you're just a pain doctor and you're basically doing physical medicine, that as soon as somebody's out of their acute pain, you're shooing that patient out the door. Or when you started the patient, you gave them an objective of just get free of pain. Now, I think pain is an important thing for patients to get free from, but the best that chiropractic has to give is wellness, a higher quality of life, more energy, more resistance, healthy kids when they come in. I believe that every family should be under chiropractic care of some kind for their entire time on the planet, at least having their spine checked and maybe adjusted on each visit. So philosophy is number one. Number two, and this is one of the things you need to do for this pillar, is handle what I call the money problem. Now, every person with a health problem who needs chiropractic has a money problem. How do we pay for this? Now, you might have very reasonable fees, but you need to provide for the patient a money solution. If you've got time patient payment plans, if you've got reasonable fees, after your philosophy and why they should stay, then you should provide a money solution for that patient so that they can stay under chiropractic care. And the third thing I want to talk about is time. Now, if my philosophy says that you need chiropractic care over a period of weeks, months, years, that you should be a lifetime chiropractic patient, I've created for the patient by default a money and a time problem. So I think that one of the things that I have done to help more of my clients stay in a patient-valued relationship is help them understand the strength and the value of a multiple appointment plan card, helping people make best commitments to their appointment schedule right up front and being able to map those out. And when you multiple appointment plan those out, what happens is the patient learns to live with a chiropractic schedule in their calendar. They've got the money to handle it, and your philosophy, which you share with the patient, keeps them connected with your office. Pillar number one, new patients. Pillar number two, retention. And the third pillar addresses the problem of what I call the silent practice assassin, and we're going to talk about that next. Now, let's talk about the third pillar. And I'm going to explain why I say that the third pillar addresses the silent practice assassin. Now, let's go back to number one, new patients. Boy, I got tons of new patients coming in because my six-pack's working, my COA's working, I've learned to love my marketing because I'm so much better at it and all, that's just great. And I've gotten retention ironed out. My philosophy tells me that patients should be through relief, correction, strengthening, into wellness. I've got lots of maintenance patients that are committed to lifetime chiropractic care. I've given them financial solutions. We understand time. We use our multiple appointment plan. I mean, what else do I need, Noel? Isn't this pretty cool? Well, it is cool, and I love it. But here's one of the things that'll happen. The practice will start to grow by 10, 15, 20 regular patient visits a week, 50, 100, or more. We've had some doctors increase, and this is true, by 1,000 patient visits a week with multiple doctors and multiple offices. And pretty soon you start to run into what's called the capacity problem. So the capacity solution, or capacity, is the third pillar. And here's what I mean. Doctors who are successful, who grow 100, 200, 1,000, 2,000%, those doctors understand new patients, retention, and how to handle capacity. So, what are the three things that you need to think about when you talk about capacity? One is streamlining. Most doctors build their practice procedures at a time when they aren't very busy, and they aren't very efficient, and consequently they aren't streamlined, so that when extra patients started to be added to the mix, what will happen is the pressure increases because it's not streamlined. Has this ever happened to you? You went out and did a great promotion. You added 20, 30 extra new patients in a week or a month, and the practice got big, but the pressure got big because you weren't streamlined. So there's another thing that you need to do is that you need to shed bad procedures. Shed the things that you shouldn't do. And here's what I mean. Sometimes you build a procedure around fear. And fear means that I don't have enough people, so I'm doing things that aren't chiropractic related, that I think I need to add to the practice, and it becomes cumbersome. You know, there's nothing so gorgeous, in my view, and also to the patient's view, than a chiropractor who has his or her marketing taken care of, are philosophically based, has given me a money solution and a time solution and a streamlined procedure, just doing chiropractic. So we're going to shed the things that aren't chiropractic, and we're going to remove procedures that aren't being necessary. And then number three is the DC, the CA, and patients love a high capacity practice. 100 plus patient visits in a day, the energy's up, everybody's having a ton of fun. Now, you don't need to practice that way if your technique would restrict that and not allow you to do that, but you want to be at the maximum capacity you can be. Now, why do I call this the cure for the silent practice assassin? Well, imagine that you add a bunch of new patients, your retention starts to work, and your practice gets busy, but it's pressured, and then it drops back down. Well, are you going to be motivated to go out and do marketing again? Because you know what's going to happen. The practice is going to grow, it's going to get pressured, you're not going to have any fun, and we've got that same old signature. We run at 60, we run at 80, we run at 100 visits a week, no matter what we do. So a bad capacity or capacity problems can really work against your practice. It's Dr. Noel Lloyd for 5-Star Management, and I hope that helps. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Successful Chiro. If you like the way I think and want to see what's possible for you, get in touch at knowlesbook.com.